angels and angels. Thank you for tuning in to Smooth Spirit Radio's Late Night Combo Edition with, of course, your host, me, Tony, aka Spirit. Guys, I have a wonderful guest with me today. Guys, I don't know what's going on with this radio, but we finally got it right, okay? So we got it right, guys, but I am so elated to have her on my podcast, on my show. I listen to her podcast all the time. It's different. So I'm going to let herself introduce herself to you guys. And she is a fellow angels, guys. Yes. So look, y'all have to meet and greet your sis and like if she's yours. So without further ado, tell them who you are.
Hey, angels. Hey, angels. This is your girl. I got my wings too. Believe that. I listen to the podcast. And I've actually favorited this podcast, and that's how we met.
Yes.
My name is Aleya. I have a podcast called NYC Butterfly Braids Hair Story Podcast. It's a mouthful and it's an earful because them episodes be long.
Yes. When I tell you, I love them though. Y'all have to tune into it to understand.
It's
the funniness.
It has a good heart. how I describe it.
Like, I love it. I love her podcast. Where can they find you? And also spell it for them just in case
people can't pronounce. Okay.
Yes.
So my podcast is, if you type in Hair Story Podcast, you should be able to find it.
My website,
hairstylesbyher.com. There's a link that says podcast and you can just click it and listen there. But it's available everywhere you listen to podcasts because I record with Anchor and they help me get it all over the place. So I like that.
Yes. I'm so happy to have you on my podcast. Aleya, let me tell you guys, we have been trying to get each other on each other's podcast for it felt like a century. But yes, we finally got the time. We literally got each other at the perfect time. So I'm so happy that you're here with me. And guys, y'all have to be a fellow butterfly.
Yes.
I am.
Because butterflies have wings too. So the
yes,
and the butterflies, we will all see.
We was meant gang, to gang. Be soul sisters. Do you feel that?
Right,
do you feel our wings just flowing? And it's elegant. We ain't birds.
It's light. It's breezy.
We elegant.
It's beautiful.
But guys, I wanted to do this episode. What made me do this episode was, honestly, I was seeing a debate on a person that I admire a lot on his Facebook Live, and they did a debate about birth control. And his thing was with mine. I don't care for birth control. Why? I'll let you guys know. And that's why I love that she's here with me, because I can get a different perspective, or if she feels the same way as us, she gives her life story about it. But the thing was, is it okay to use birth control? And if so, why is it regulated? A lot of people think that you're supposed to have birth control as soon as you have a child, or as soon as you get into sex. Yeah. And I personally don't agree. I've had birth control. I have Nexplanon. I had it for a year and it tore my body up. When I tell you, if you guys listen to my old podcast, the one I told about my body shape, I told you guys when I first put my birth control in, I was only 160, I think, 167, and I was at a great weight. I just had my second child. I felt good, but I put it in because of like prior situations that made me had to put it in. So I'm like, okay, I'll put it in. Guys, when I took that thing out, I was at 230, like 230 pounds. When I tell you that was the most I've ever weighed in my life, and the side effects that came with birth control was horrendous. When I tell you, I always felt pregnant. I was throwing up everywhere. Like, I didn't have any periods, but I don't feel like that's good to not have any periods, because you need to let all that stuff out. You need a detox. That's what periods are for.
Right.
So that really messed me up. And guys, I was, for lack of the better words, I was fat. And I just was like, oh, Jesus. Like, I love my weight now, guys. I'm thick. I'm beautiful. I'm right where I want to be at.
Right.
Some stuff that I want to touch up, I can. But no. So I personally don't
agree with. People need to just have slap birth control in their arms, shot it in them, put it in their vaginal area. I'm just not with birth control. How about you? What is your perception on birth control, and if you agree with birth control, and if so, what's up?
I was actually hoping I could get more informed, because I personally do not agree with birth control. I've never taken it. I'm 35 years old. I've never taken birth control.
What made you just not do it?
I'm very conscious about what I put in my body, and I never really knew how it would affect. I'm always thinking about even when I see girls with butt shots and all this stuff, it looks cute and everything, but I'm always like, all right, 10 years from now, am I gonna like it? And that's what is the long-term effects? And I needed to see that from people who are my age. I was like, okay, you're doing it now. You happy? Okay, good. But 10 years from now, are you going to have fibroids? Are you going to have what is going to happen? What's going to be the byproduct of that? I don't know. So, and I always felt like the people before me, my ancestors didn't have no birth control. I never felt like I needed it. I felt like I'm an adult. I know how to use contraceptives. If I choose to use unprotected sex, I hold no cap. That nigga, I will kick him out the window before I let him bust up in this party, okay? So listen, because I just didn't want to have a kid for me right at this time. I wasn't ready for the children. Oh, yeah, I'll kick you in your chest. So I don't got time for that. You feel me? A nigga starts shaking he about to do something, like, hey, what you doing? We're not doing that. If we're in a point in our relationship where we're not having protected sex, let's all act like we grown. Not all the time.
Oh my goodness.
Sometimes you're comfortable enough with y'all not having, a committed relationship, it get different. So if we got like-minded goals that we both don't want to have children at this time, that's something we communicate. And I just make adult decisions. You know what I mean? That's just not
what I'm doing. That is so good.
It can happen to anybody.
Do you have any children? Or are you just not?
I don't.
Yeah.
And that's a conscious effort I made, because I know being a mother is a lot of sacrifice. And I respect mothers. So I just I know I respect mothers. I respect motherhood. And I'm not going to lie to myself. I'm not ready. So I just been patient.
It is nothing wrong with that. Do you ever want children?
That I don't get too old. And next, to be like, oh, sorry, ma'am, you missed the ticket sold out. No more baby here. And I can't get me a baby, you know? But then I'm going to just go and adopt, because I have no problem with that. I think that's beautiful. And I think even if I have kids, I would adopt.
Me too. I've been thinking about adopting. Because I love children. Right. And I want to keep children in. I hate to see children not have a home.
Thank you.
So I'm definitely with you on that one. What made you go, okay, instead of putting birth control, and I know you was you want to know what's the side effects. Was it any time that...
Oh, I've seen people have that same problem you had. My cousins, my female cousins. Yeah. This one cousin I had, we used to call her String. That's how thin she was. She took that Depo shot, and now we don't have a name for her. She's a circle. So... That's what I'm telling you. And I'm not body shaming, because she's happy. She's a fine ass motherfucking capital O, and she will let you know. And that's fine. She's gorgeous. And I have plenty of plus size women in my family. But I just want to show you the contrast of where she was to where she is. And even though she's happy with that, there's some women that wouldn't feel confident in themselves, because look at the way society is. You know what I mean? So I just rather just keep it that. I don't even eat meat. I'm real funny with what I put in my body. I don't even hardly go to the doctor unless I'm feeling really ill or I'm concerned for a reason.
I agree.
Or a typical checkup.
I definitely agree. Was it any time in growing up that a doctor tried to force you to get birth control?
I've been pressured plenty of times. And oh, you should try. Are you sexually? I always be like, no, because I didn't want this nigga in my goddamn business. Or sometimes my mom is right there. I'm like, bro, I've never had sex in my life. I don't even think about it. Get out of here. What are you doing? Golly. It's only a few doctors that are like, can you leave the room for a moment so I can speak to her? Probably my mom, alright. And then see, if you talk to me like that, I can respect you, doc. But if you want to be just disrespectful and ask me for my mother, then you ain't getting no clear answers from me, okay? Even though I didn't even start becoming sexually active until my late teens. And I feel like a lot of my friends were more active way before that. But I don't know. I feel like I was very, I was scarce with it. I wasn't just out here loose. So I felt confident, that I had it under control. And then once I got in a committed relationship and I wasn't having unprotected sex, we just had that conversation. And any time a doctor was like, oh, you need to take it. I'm like, no, thank you. I'm okay. I'll pass. Or they'll fill out the prescription for me and I just never take it.
And the sad part is, because when I was, because it's funny, guys, when I took off my birth, when I took out my birth control, I literally got pregnant with Blake, my youngest. Literally,
you have the luck of the gods. Like, if you're meant to have,
yes, I'm like fertile, myrtle.
Right,
like,
fertile.
If you touch me, I might get pregnant. Like, if you just put your finger on me, like, come on, you're gonna have to take me on a date first. You feel me? So like, guys, when I seriously could not stand the doctor that I had, because he said, well, why did you take out your birth control? I was like, look, I was having too many defects, and my arm was blowing up like a bubble and stuff. He was like, well, that's not something to take your birth control out, so we definitely got to put you on something much stronger this time. And what? Boy,
how,
yes,
does that
mind
make
you
sense?
It doesn't, like, Sway, how did that make sense? I never got pregnant when I had like all the stuff in there, but it was more so, even then, I just hate that I had a male doctor, because they wouldn't understand a woman's body. Like, to understand a woman's body, understand what they have to go through, and you're talking about we need to put a higher dosage in there. Do you want to get punched in the face? And lack of a better word, it was a white doctor. He was old, very old. So is he still in this profession? I'm just being honest. Like, boy, don't you need to retire somewhere or something?
Right.
But after that, I really did not want him as my doctor. So I would schedule days that he was not there. And when I tell you, he was super duper mad because I wind up having a C-section, and he wanted me to have a natural birth. I did too, but I'm not risking my baby because you want me to have a natural birth.
Right.
When they told me my placenta bag was right there by my vaginal area, that means my baby was at risk of dying if I would have had a natural birth,
being that
my placenta bag would have came out first. So I said, no, let's just cut me open. He's like, no, we still have time. I said, boy, I literally said like that. I was like, boy, this is my body. If I want to get this cut open, I'm going to get this cut open. And it's sad that we live in this world where they feel like they can tell you what to do.
Right.
And I don't feel like a boy should have... I don't. I really feel like a boy should not have a say-so.
There's no place here for your opinion.
Yeah. Like, you know how to wrap it up, too. What if we told you to go get a vasectomy?
Listen.
You know, like, no.
Listen. Before I let somebody tell me, yeah, you got to do no. Because even, like, within a relationship, if you decide, like, you don't want to have children with me, and I don't have children with you, I might move on in life and be able to have children with somebody else. I'm not about to tie no tubes for nobody unless I feel
exactly
exactly. You can snip tuck whatever you like. That's for you and your future wife, because I might not even want you next year, but let me let you know right
oh
now,
my goodness,
I'm not
I
gonna
love
let
this.
I don't know how I'll be in the future, mind. You never know. So a lot of people, I like, you know, you like to think that you're gonna be with somebody forever, but look back, all the people you thought you were gonna be with forever, like, you're not. It's just,
girl.
And if you were, that would be beautiful. Not to take none away from that, but I just don't over respect. And like, I'm not gonna make commitments for a lifetime that I'm, when I've grown so much. Like, even me now, 35, to when I was like 25, I'm different.
Yeah.
So I can't look back. I couldn't have made the decisions that I needed for today at my age back then. I'm not the same person.
Would you say, looking back, you know, like you said, over the years, would you say at any of those points did you actually consider, like, okay, maybe I could have a baby? And then you like,
every
nah,
day,
girl,
every time I see them cute ass kids, y'all be having my fucking ovaries like jumping around. Stand down, like, get them out of here. Instagram be like, fuck with my emotions. I'm like, oh my god. And even if I don't follow no cute baby hashtags or something, here come my clients with their beautiful nieces and nephews, and they just had a baby, and I'm like, that's my baby. Oh my god, I think I want to have him too. Like, can I have some of that? That's my baby too. And I just love kids. I love children, and that's one of the reasons why I haven't become a parent yet, because the time and love I want to get to my child, I don't have it right now, because I'm busy and I'm trying to I'm trying to like expand my business, and I just took consideration, like, these are my priorities. And even though it's always gonna be something, like, first it was college, now it's a business, who knows what's gonna be next. By the time I'm 38, I'm gonna settle down and have some children, and I don't give a fuck who is with. Hey, sir. Yes, I'm here. How's that sperm doing? All right.
Oh, I cannot. She said, how's that sperm doing?
I don't know. But, like, I got a few handpicked selections. Like, all right, you might be you. at the end of the day.
Oh my goodness. I love it. I really do love it. You know what? I put up a post because a lot of people, they were like, you know, 25, no kids, doing it big, and some people would get upset. What? And I was like, look, you cannot get upset because people accomplished, you know, not having kids at a certain age. Some people
that's not an accomplishment. Are
like, I feel like it's more so lack of a better word, if a person does not want to have kids and they're celebrating that they have not had kids, to me, they're still at their selfish stage.
Right,
and
exactly. That's exactly what it is,
at
girl.
At the selfish stage. Right. Like, be at that selfish stage.
It's true.
You have people that are still selfish, that have children, and neglect these children. Mm-hmm. So, stay
Preach.
Selfish.
Preach.
Stay selfish.
Like, which would you rather? Would you rather the same person that's like, oh, I'm all about me, to be all about them and have children that depend on them, or just be all about yourself and you all about yourself and that's all?
Exactly. There's
I,
nothing wrong
because I say that too, and
being
I
in that selfish stage.
That way. I'd be like, yeah, I know what it is. Like, I know what I gotta do, and I don't want to neglect my kids. So I'd rather just wait till I could give them the love and the everything that I would have wanted as a child, or would I had good love and stuff. But if I put myself in the child's place, I want my parents to be, you know, part of my life. So I just want to be I'm a hands-on type of person. So, and also, like, it's just like timing is everything. So for me, I feel like I don't think it's an accomplishment not to have a kid, because bitch, you could have been at the abortion clinic 22 times. I don't know. I'm not. Ain't nobody giving you no round of applause because you stayed in the fucking abortion clinic. Like, you don't get no claps for that. I'm sorry.
Girl, but, or because they swallowed all of them. You know?
Or that. You know?
You know, okay. And I had to actually go off on somebody because of that. Because it was like, you on child number 3. You're on. I said, child, just because I didn't swallow my children and actually took the time out to birth them
right.
does not mean anything, and to each its own. I had to grow up quick.
To each his own. My mom had her, by the time my mother was 24, 25, she already had her 3 kids. And when I look back at it now, at my age, I'm like, that is hard.
Yes.
It is. So, yes. But I don't judge, you can't judge somebody like for that, like they made poor choices. That's a part of life. That's a full-time fucking job itself. So if you're doing that and you're working and you educate yourself and you're doing this, that, and the third, I think that's more of an accomplishment than just worrying about yourself.
And I honestly
you
feel
could
like
do that. Okay,
some
you
people think
over.
Of it.
All you got to worry about is yourself. I got to worry about these 3 little people. Like, I am contributing to society. These people, well, long when I'm gone, they're going to be here creating and
yes.
producing and consuming.
And the sad part is that's what happened with me, because, you know, it was more so I did everything right. I followed all the rules and I still got pregnant. So when I got pregnant, I was literally I was in senior year in high school. I just got accepted to a private school that I wanted to go to, and I couldn't go because I was pregnant. And I still went to college, but it was sad because the church that I was at, they found out I was pregnant, and the first thing they said was, so what happens now? And I'm like, what you mean what happens now? And it's sad because people really think once you have a baby, your life is completely over.
And that's
no,
crazy.
It's
in 2019, you should not, like, in the 80s or something, okay, I can feel you. But now it's 2019.
People
yes. are juggling. Women are doing it all.
Like, I'm trying to tell you, I keep trying to tell people all the time, it's not about, no, actually, I tell them quick, the children don't stop your life at all. If anything, they motivate you to keep going and doing more stuff.
Right.
It's the circumstances, the people around you, the resources that really mess you up in this world, because not
or
everybody's
lack of.
Yeah, the lack of everything, because now, I mean, we had rapists back then, but now they really out here just happy. And we have people that like to touch on children, keep children. We had that back in the day, but now it's like they really just will keep your children or just throw them out the way. Like, people abuse people's children nowadays.
Right.
That is so real that you can't trust your homegirl or your next door neighbor.
Right.
Hey, can you watch them while I go to work? Yeah, come on in. We can't do that no more. It's
right.
Oh, I gotta call my mama. Oh dang, my mama ain't gonna get them. I ain't going in and out. No.
Right, I get
no.
it, girl.
So yes, so I'm like, when it comes down to birth control, and that still goes back to birth control. Me personally, like you said, I'd rather throw on a condom real quick and just be like, let's go.
But
just make sure.
So
trust me, I know. Like, I don't mess with lifestyles anymore. Like, you create one when you got one. Okay? And
okay.
Like, for real. So if it ain't if it ain't dang on Magnums or Trojan, don't look at me, don't talk to me, don't do nothing. Stay away from me. If you throw up that bummy old lifestyle on my face, I'm gonna slap it back at you. But seriously.
Oh my gosh.
And the dude that was on the live, he was like, well, I don't wear none. I just like to rock. I said, okay, raw. Okay.
Right. Raw Raheem.
Okay.
He gonna have a HIV. You better stop playing.
Come out with salmonella. Salmonella on the penis. I'm just saying, y'all. But I don't want it. You get what I'm saying?
If a man is too eager to do have unprotected sex with me, I'm already concerned. I'm
like, that's a red flag. Like, exactly.
Nigga. You just fucking, you thirsty, all right? Come on. You feel me? Like, come on. I need you to feel cautious like a motherfucker. Like.
Right. And somebody at the opposite that opposed to it, it was like, no, it's a thing that you need to have birth control because I'm not trying to have no kids. Well, don't you think you should have thought about that before you were so eager to, like you said, just raw dog? Like, you can't just tell them they have to be protected and you don't. Like, that's stupid. And what if it don't work? It's been many cases where the IUDs would get stuck somewhere and the person get pregnant. And it's like, I'm not about to do none of that. I'd rather just, you know, do stuff safe, try to make sure we're good. And at the same time, just because we have birth control, it's not going to keep us from having STDs. You know what I'm saying? So,
no, not at all. And I feel like, yeah, you get comfortable. I don't know. I've never been in that position, but I feel like I could see someone getting comfortable. Like, yeah, well, I'm on birth control. So, yeah, I could just, you know.
Yes.
Lash
like
off.
That's scary.
Yeah, that's
like
weird.
It's really scary where people in this case, and a lot of times sadly they don't go check on themselves to see if they're good. A lot of people just go with the flow, and then they have to find out from the other person because they're like, yeah, I went to the doctors and yeah, you need to get tested. And it's like, what you talking about? That's sad. Nobody wants to get that phone call like, yeah, so you got something, I know you got something because you gave it to me. Like, that's first of all, that's nasty. Two, that's not keeping up with your health. And I'm sad to say a lot of black men don't go and check on their genitals.
I just had a vision. Like, imagine the person calls them like, hey, yeah, you gave me this. And they're like, wait, I don't have that. So, like, no.
Exactly.
You got that shit from, like, somebody else. Like, you can't be doing that. Like, whenever I think, like, you think about unprotected sex, you sleeping with that person and whoever they sleeping with and whoever they sleeping with and whoever they sleeping with. Like, it's, you don't know. Like, this is a small ass world. He could be sleeping with Jonathan. I mean, or Taylor.
No,
and
you're right.
Tom, you're and right. Dick and Harry.
He might have been messing with Jonathan.
They got 15 people between them. It's like, come on.
And at this time of age, everybody is DL. Some dudes, they, you don't know what these people are doing.
Yeah, that's that.
Like, I don't know what these people are doing.
I'd rather you be honest, because I know there are men that are bisexual. And I had this conversation with my client. I was like, would you date a bisexual man? She's like, no. And I was like, like, you probably don't even know if you are, be honest. But okay.
Exactly.
But just saying, but even if you are, like, I don't have no, that's your preference. Like, you could be like, no, I'm not comfortable with that. I'm not mature enough for that. I'm not like that. I just can't handle it. Right?
Right.
It could be something to do with your insecurities or whatever. Or it could just be your, like, how you feel spiritually. I don't give a fuck why you don't want to do it. That's your choice. But if a nigga is honest, I'd rather somebody be honest than to, and say, hey, I sleep with men sometimes. Or I, like, I don't know, then to find out later that he's down low. Like, that's tricky.
That's
and
embarrassing.
There are a lot of consequences that can come with that. There's nothing wrong with being, like, you know, you're sexual or whatever, but if you're sleeping with men, I feel like you should let a woman know.
And yes, then, that
and
is
down
a
low
big
when
thing.
We sexual partners, because this should be some type of trust between us.
I agree. I definitely agree. I feel like if you're going to, don't embarrass me. That's my number one thing. Don't embarrass
or that.
Me. So if
yeah,
I have to
that.
Find out, like, that you're doing this and you didn't let me know, I'd rather you let me know and then somebody's like, you do know. Yeah, we talked about it.
And for some reason, that's even more, would you agree that for some reason that is even more embarrassing than if he was cheating with a woman?
Yes. Like,
I don't know what it is, but it's just like jaw dropping. Like, like, you hear that news, you be like, you be sipping that tea slow. Like,
right, like, oh, I know well in hell. Like, exactly. It is sad. It's so sad. For real, it really is. But sadly, people don't do that.
I'll be honest.
People
don't
do
that. Yeah, I'm always honest.
More.
Like, I don't care if I look like trash. It's, to me, it's just, it feels worse when it's a guy. Like, I will feel worse.
It does. It does. Like, why? If you cheat on me,
I would
okay,
love to
cool.
understand what's wrong. Why that happened? Why in my brain it's worse if it's a guy? But I think it's because you feel like you can't compete with another man. That's what I think.
Yeah.
It's like, well, shit, I don't got no horse in that race. You should let me go. So I could have been over here with the
like
with the pony.
That. Like, I don't have no horse in that race. I can cat fight with her. But,
right.
honey, I can't dog.
Yeah, but
the,
right. Okay, have a nice time. Like, I wish I was just with a new, you know what I'm saying? We could have been better friends. I love me a gay friend. Like, come on.
Right, and it's sad because you, I don't know if you know anything that's going on in North Carolina, but it's this boy that used to record, you know, DL dudes and has said, he would let them know that he's a boy. And, I mean, he's a straight boy, and he would tell them that he's recording them, and he would post them. Now, this boy, well, he went by the name Marquise.
And, wow, I never heard of this.
Yes, and, like, the thing was, it wasn't like nobody knew who this guy was. This guy was out there for exposing DL men, and these men still went to him. And then when he exposed them, they, oh, no, that ain't me. No, that ain't me. Dude, that's you. What? Oh, that is you. God. He's ruined a lot of people's like rep and stuff. At the same time, I can't blame him for doing something that everybody knew he does. So
right, that's like fucking with Cat Stacks or like one of them internet girls, like Summer Bunny or something, who you know be clout chasing and gonna show everybody that your text messages.
Yes, like. That is so sad, but you know what? In this day and age, nothing is private. That's another thing about birth control. Nothing is private. Even if you want to do, okay, well, let me have birth control. Now everybody has another chew on birth control. And then you have some people that that will tell your whole business. So you have to be mindful of who you're messing with, because nowadays you can't even, guys, cover your ears if you're holy, but... If you want to give your man oral sex, you can't even do that, because now they're going to tell
everybody.
Nico, Shamaya, Takeda, all them. So if y'all
you
get
know
to
what?
An argument, it's
you can't,
over.
You can't even send text messages, no. audio messages, or videos, or nothing, because people be saving shit. I was just talking about this on my Insta stories, because people be saving shit just in case.
Yes.
And that's how you know you fake as hell, because if we cool, we don't have no problems. Why are you saving shit just in case?
Like, why and it's like, come on.
You're going to throw this in my face. People like that, oof, I can't. Mm-mm.
Exactly. You can't even be like, because I'm
Yeah, I don't
very...
do shit like that. I don't care, whatever. You can say whatever. I don't give a fuck. Even like if we have like a falling out and you don't ever speak to me, I would never speak bad about you.
And at the end, that's me. That's seriously me. And if I have a problem, you had to do something really bad for me to speak up your name and be like, don't even
right.
speak up their name, because it's on site if I see them. Like, right. that's
And if
me.
I have to drag your ass on my podcast, I'm still leaving your name out. I'm not even going to put your name out.
Exactly.
People who know the situation, they going to know.
Exactly.
It's not like, I don't need to do that. And I'm not one of the people that be on Facebook subbing people, posting memes. I just be like, I'm above it. It's above me now. I can't.
It's above me now. Exactly. This is why we have the butterflies, because we evolve. You.
Yeah, with my lover, I'm not really into the mess. I be going for that.
And what's your sign?
I'm a Taurus.
Oh wow, that's why we're good. My best friend is a Taurus, and I'm.
And what are you?
I'm a Gemini.
Oh, yeah, you didn't say that to me. You're a Gemini. Geminis are on my heart. They're very sweet. I love Geminis. My brother's a Gemini.
That is funny, because my best friend, she's a Taurus, and we're like, we literally hip to hip. We seriously just talk about everything. That's why I love your spirit. And it's funny that a lot of people don't think, you know, zodiac signs have anything to do. I do. I personally do. I feel like it
right.
tells you a lot about somebody. But as far as, you know, have you ever met someone? What was I going to say? Have you ever met somebody that was like, if you got birth control, or if you don't have birth control, this, and this, you crazy, because I ain't about to do nothing without birth control. I've met people that were younger that had birth control, and I didn't even know what birth control was at the time. So have you ever experienced somebody to try to bash you for not having birth control?
Nope. These niggas thirsty. They don't give a fuck. They don't give a... If I be like, you gotta wrap your dick in a carpet if you wanna fuck me, they probably would wrap their dick
oh
in a carpet.
Oh my goodness. I believe...
I don't got time for you. I don't. They don't, I don't even think, I feel like most men, they think what they think. They like, whatever, it's gonna feel good. I don't care. I fucked you in my head 4 times already. Doesn't matter.
Right? And it's sad, but.
It's sad.
I had a big old, a lot of people don't agree, and I don't care. But since this day and age is really, this generation is really at risk. I really think something's wrong with them. So I did say when my girls get into middle school, I will put them on pills, like birth control pills.
And
I
would tell them it's vitamins. Just off the rip?
Yeah, I would tell them it's vitamins. Why? Because I don't want them to get pregnant in middle school. Because this day and age is really bad.
So you are pro birth control then? You started off saying, no, you're not.
No, I'm not birth control for me. But it's like, I don't want IUDs. I'm okay with the pills. But okay. I'm not okay with IUDs and stuff, because that messes up with your body. Even with pills, yeah, they do. But I would rather have my baby have a chance in middle school. Now, if they get to high school, and I'm going to let them know, hey, yeah, if you want to not be on it no more, that's fine. But it's too many fast people in middle school that you see crazy. Kids have babies in middle school. And it's scary because children are having sex. And believe it or not, it's in elementary.
Mm-hmm. So I ain't gonna lie. I was a slow boomer. Like, I wasn't even thinking about it. Well, maybe I thought about it. But I wasn't doing it.
I was a slow bloomer too. I really was. Like, I didn't really know the understanding of sex.
And even like people who I saw was on it, I just looked at them like, oh my God. And when I did see a young girl, she pregnant 14, 13, I was like, oh my God.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Exactly.
Like, I couldn't even imagine myself. Even when I didn't even feel comfortable 15, 16 coming home with a baby, I was like, chill. I would feel crazy. I don't even know how.
But as you know,
things are different now. I have like my ex-boyfriend, he had a kid when he was 13.
Yes. See, and that's what I fear.
I get where you're coming from, but
That's what I
fear. You don't
think
you'd be able to communicate with them like, yo, baby girl, look, you don't want these problems.
I will communicate with them, but you know, we're girls, and girls at that age and this day and age, they trying to experiment with everybody else. I believe my babies would be good, but you just never know what situation they could be in to where they took within their will to do something. You know, God forbid that happens, but it could be any situation where I won't do nothing heavy like IUD or anything. That's too heavy for a girl. I don't want nobody to be on the depot, nothing like that. That is just too much. Birth control pills, yeah, I can tell them, hey, I hope you know that I put y'all on birth control pills when I was in middle school. If y'all want to take them on, y'all want to take them no more, that's fine. But be cautious. Do not have sex. If you want to have sex, please come to me first. And I will tell y'all what to do to have sex and be protected. And then we could go from there. But as a middle schooler, and I fear that because we don't know what these kids going to be doing in middle school. Like, I'm thinking about boys. Your hormones is going to be flaring. Hopefully my kids are like me. I ain't pay attention to boys in middle school. But, like, you never know what these kids are doing. Like you said, people coming home with babies at 13, 14. Hell, it's a lot of kids that's coming home talking about they done had sex in sixth grade. What the hell you was doing in sixth grade that you got the opportunity to have sex?
Right.
You know, so it's kind of scary. I'm still thinking more so on it, making sure that everything is good. And I might change my, like you said, I might change my mind. It's going to be a while before they hit middle school. But I'm thinking more so of, I don't want them to have to live in this world with a baby that they didn't even know what they were doing. And then you have another baby that don't know what he's doing. And they think they know something because they see sex is like the new trend. You know, sex is very populated on music, everything. Like, little children listen to nasty music more than adults do nowadays. Right. So they're more so influenced than others. And it's like, okay, I get it. I'm really not pro birth control because I don't like it. But when it comes down to children, if I have to pop them little birth control pills, I would do so. A Tillamus vitamins. Take it every day.
No, I'm not mad. I haven't become a mother yet, so I don't know that how that, you know what I mean, that concern, if to like to really understand where you're coming from. But girl, you do what you what feels right to you.
Yeah, like no, if you have girl, and I have two girls, so I know, and one of my babies, I know she's gonna grow up to have a body because she already is like kind of developed, and it's like she's only four, and it's very thick. So I'm like, oh my god, I know. Okay. And her dad's side, they all thick, like boobs, booty. I'm talking about big butts and everything. And on my side, so I know she's gonna be very gifted. I know she's gonna be very, very gifted. And that's where we gotta wrap that gift up because
wrap it up, baby girl, y'all.
Because I can't deal with it. But I have trust in my girls to know they know right from wrong. But at the same time, just because you know right from wrong doesn't mean you don't know temptation when you want it.
Right.
You know, and so
like anybody who's ever made a mistake, it's not because you don't know right from wrong.
Exactly.
Things happen. Like we are all human beings.
I would hope they would lose their virginity like I lost mine. I lost mine when I was 18. So it's like, okay. I will hope they will wait until they're 18.
As long as you can be the case with them, like your story in particular is very unique. So if you be like, look, I did everything right. I waited until this time. And then I took the right time. I was a whole adult when this happened to me, like technically. And this is what came from me. You're a beautiful child. I love you. And it ended up being a gift for my life. But if you want to wait for a later time, then you might want to wait overall just to like, because this can happen. Because look, it happened to me. And you my child.
So. Yes. And I hope if I could tell my kids are nerds and they're not going to be into God, I won't put them on birth control. But if I could tell that they like into the new stuff.
Them nerds be the worst, girl. Them nerds and them Catholic school girls be the ones like, you can't put it in my vagina, but you can put it in my butt.
Oh my God.
I'm serious. I'm not making that up. It's a known fact. I'm serious. Ask about the white Catholic school girls. They've been doing anal for like since the 80s. Like that's what they do. They do anal because they don't want to. They won't let anybody like take. They feel like technically this is their virginity, but you can put it in every other hole and they are good with that.
Oh my God! I want hope, my baby.
I'm sorry. Not your kid. Not your kid.
I'm sorry. This is a good show. I haven't laughed like this a minute. I love it. I love it. Like this is real, guys. This ain't scripted. This ain't nothing. This is the real deal. And I really feel
like please send her some comments if y'all know what I'm talking about them Catholic school girls.
Okay.
So, all right. I didn't
please
make it up.
Please do.
I didn't make it up.
Mm-hmm. I love this. And I love you again. Thank
much
you.
Much love to you as well.
Like for real. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please let them know again where they can find you. What's your name on there? Spell it again for them. And just let the future butterflies know about your stuff.
All right, guys. My beautiful angels and angels of the Smooth Spirits Radio. You can follow me at butterfly_braids. That's my official hair page where you can see all my hairstyles and work. Hairstylesbyher.com is my website. They have links to my podcast, to my blog, which I talk about hair and health and how to do it. And I have products you can use to make your hair grow, all type of stuff. And then my podcast is NYC Butterfly Braids. That's BUTTERFLY. Braids, BRAIDS, Hair Story Podcast, HairStoryPodcast. I hope I spelled that right. I feel like I was a killer in the beat just now. Oh my God.
I love it. I really do love it. Thank you so much, Alana. Yes. I really appreciate your presence. We got to do more podcasts.
Yes, I can't wait to talk to you again. I'm going to think about something.
I am so excited, and my stuff is unfiltered too. So
right.
I love it. Mm-hmm. There's no filter on my podcast for real. But as always, my angels and angels, thank you so much for tuning in to the Late Night Convos with me and Leia. We love you guys, and we love you today like we love you tomorrow. And peace and prosperity.
Bye bye.